Hi, Eric Hoffman from Microsoft here today with the SIM guys from Comcast Interactive Media, here with Sean Gehring and Chris Dixon. And it's been an interesting year for SIM. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, what SIM's role is within Comcast?
Sure. Comcast Interactive Media runs all of the online properties for Comcast, including Xfinity.com, Comcast.net, Plaxo.com, Fancast.com, Fandango. List goes on and on, and every day it seems to grow.
Cool.
We primarily, on our side, we basically run all the shared and data services within Comcast Interactive Media, so running from metadata, what's on TV, what actors are in what movie drew what box office, et cetera, as well as allowing customers to interact with their DVRs or their online assets. We have On Demand Online, for example, that just launched a few months ago, and we store a lot of the metadata for discovery of that.
Cool. So we've been working together on some projects to help make that experience a little bit better, divorce the experience from sitting in front of the set-top box in a living room. So we're talking about work. We've been working on some mobile applications that we're going to be doing this year. We've also been in the midst of working on a new sort of My TV application, mm-hmm. which is a Silverlight-based application. So kind of tell me what the end goal of that project is.
Yeah, we're really excited about working with Microsoft and Wintellect, who's the partner you guys have introduced us to. Specifically, we're looking at 2010 to be our year of syndication. We've kind of come to the conclusion that historically a lot of the Comcast Interactive Media and Comcast services have been hosted by our sites. And, you know, given obviously there's a huge amount of interest in Microsoft tools out there and Microsoft experiences by our customers, and we can't conceive of all the things that our customers want to have in terms of that experience. So we need to open up the web a little bit, allowing people to tap, for example, the Wintellect application, what's on TV, and provide a souped-up version of a grid powered by Silverlight, which brings some advantages there. And we, you know, obviously it's off to a great start. It's not a complete product yet. But we're really excited about the direction it's going. And also layering on additional services that you wouldn't be able to get if you weren't dealing with Comcast or Comcast Interactive Media, such as DVR management, on-demand, online, as well as our actual on-demand on the set-top box. Nice. It's one of those things that it's very difficult, even with the power of Bing thus far, to actually find out what's actually out there to
Absolutely.
Watch on your set-top box.
Interesting. So, also, we've been looking at doing this over a number of different form factors, too. I mean, the set-top box is one, but we have now the project we're working on with Silverlight for the desktop. But we're also trying to kind of mimic that same experience on the mobile devices. So would it be fair to say that, you know, SIM is really trying to make the Comcast experience be able to allow them to consume content on any device that they have? Is this sort of like one of the overlying goals for?
Exactly. We're even trying to break away from sort of the paradigm of a mobile product versus a non-mobile product. The customers are mobile, or they're sitting at home, or they're sitting in front of their PC, and we need to provide sort of a ubiquitous experience across each one of those properties so that they identify with the brand, so they know that Xfinity.com or Xfinity TV or Fancast or Fandango, et cetera, are available wherever they want to go. Whether it's mobile and whether it's other phones in addition to the Windows phone, we're just excited about layering it across all platforms.
Interesting, great. So there'd be a strategy maybe in there too for some over-the-top scenarios with service syndication and stuff like that as we go into 2011.
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, we hope by the middle of this year we can actually have some cohesive conversations with partners, the partners that you introduced us to, Microsoft proper, or other people that are out there that actually want to conceive of the unique SIM and Comcast experience on any property that their developers can come up with.
Interesting, cool, fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the developer side of the story here. I know that some of the great tools we got to see this morning in the keynote with what the development you can do with the Windows Phone platform now, and that's an app that we're going to be looking to partner on to come out with when the hardware comes out in Thanksgiving time this year. So tell us a little bit about how you see it's going to make your lives a little bit easier for your developers.
I think one of the biggest things is working, especially with you guys at Microsoft, the developer tools are extremely robust, as we saw in the keynote today. And anything that we can do to help developers have an easier time consuming some of these syndications that we want to do, between working either on the phone, on the Xbox, even on the PC itself, it's just a very robust tool set. It's going to make things a lot easier for the developers to really create interactive experiences with our content, things that don't get traditionally done nowadays. A lot of people seem to look at us as Comcast as that the big scary company, and you have to come to us to really work with the products. And we're really looking at changing that dynamic so that other developers are going to be able to say, hey, they've got a really unique data set because they're in the cable industry or because they're doing these things on the internet. For instance, one of the products we have at Chirp.com is all these metrics of what people are doing watching television, what people are saying they're watching. So we're looking at exposing these things and really getting the developers integrated to say, how can I take this data and do something totally unique from everyone else? So and your tools are going to allow that to happen.
Great tools, social networking aspect, and great content. I mean, you're kind of combining all those things together and throwing in a little bit of service syndication, maybe some cloud services going on in there. So that's a brand new direction. I never thought that, you know, what I think is traditionally a brick and mortar type, you know, service offer would do. So when did that strategy kind of start? Was that something you guys has it been talked about for years, or just something you've really gotten gung-ho on this past year?
Well, we kind of fell backward into it. I mean, Sean mentioned Chirp.com. Chirp is one of those sites that SIM owns and operates, but it's a little bit outside of the fold. We sort of pretend like it's not a Comcast or SIM property, so that basically we actually allow SIM and the developers for SIM to create prototypical applications on Chirp that aren't necessarily mainstreamed within Comcast.net, Fancast.com, et cetera. But that would represent something that a developer, a Microsoft developer, or any other developer out there conceiving of the next great Facebook application or MSN application that could actually do something like Chirp.com.
Interesting. Very interesting. So I know that we'd also talked a little bit about getting your stuff on maybe an Xbox Play. I mean, just really kind of going into some crazy thinking here. But talk a little bit about the membership that's with Comcast and then the membership that's on Xbox.
Well, I mean, it's a huge overlap that basically the number of Comcast customers actually enjoying Microsoft properties, Xbox and otherwise, is something we can't ignore. You know, we have to embrace it. You know, we've always talked about that the Microsoft and Comcast and Xfinity experience sort of combining, whether it's on an Xbox, Windows Phone, PC environment, or what have you.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a great year. We have a lot of things in flight together, and I look forward to working with you guys on these and sitting here and talking about the successes of this in a year. So thank you guys very much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the mix.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Yeah.